The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jonathan Healy in for Kieran on The Hard Shoulder. We are truly in the swing of pollen season, but are there some days where it's easier to deal with hay fever and symptoms than others? Pharmacist Sheena Mitchell is with us. Hiya, Sheena.
Hi.
It is really kind of now that it's at its worst, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, the people who are suffering are those who are allergic to grass pollen. And grass pollen is the most, I suppose, common of the hay fever allergens. But some people will actually have already started feeling fairly miserable a couple of months ago when the tree pollen started to shed. So it affects everyone at different stages. So as I said, right now we're in the throes of grass season, and that'll continue for, you know, until the end of the summer, really. And unfortunately then, we don't get respite. We go straight into kind of mold, spores, and potentially new invasive species like ragweed. And anyone who is sensitive to those will suffer right on until October.
Well, you are full of the joys, aren't you? We'll come back to the ragweed in a minute. It's a great year for growing grass, any farmer will tell you, because we had a lovely dry period, then we had rain, and it's been kind of a little bit wet and a little bit humid since. So, I mean, that's just a disaster if you suffer from grass pollen.
It is, absolutely. And with the kids finishing school next week, I think a lot of parents will be wondering, how am I going to entertain these itchy-eyed, runny-nosed kids without irritating their allergies even more by bringing them to the park? So I would definitely advise those people to hit for the coast if they can instead. So try and avoid, you know, grassy areas and get out to the beach where the salty air will do you the world good.
So if you do suffer from it and you're going to be around grass, is there anything you can do? Is there any kind of prophylaxis that you can use, or do you take something once the symptoms kick in?
I think a dual approach, or a hybrid model, as we'll call it, is definitely essential here. So a daily antihistamine is always a good idea if you suffer at this time of year. There's no point in being a martyr. But there is a lot you can do to reduce and kind of eliminate symptoms. So what I always recommend is try and make your bedroom a safe haven, so as low pollen as possible. So that does involve keeping the windows shut, which obviously can be hard when the weather gets very hot. But it is a bit cooler this week. So if you keep the windows closed, you're stopping pollen from coming in. Otherwise, you can use devices like a HEPA filter, or my favourite, the Salon Plus. That one actually removes pollen and dust particles from the air and distributes microcrystalline salt particles. So you're getting that kind of beachy benefit, but while you sleep at night, which is great. Reduced inflammation, and it also acts as a mucolytic. Other than that, the rest of the house, you're hoovering, you're using a damp cloth to wipe down surfaces and capture that pollen. And, you know, you're getting the kids to change their clothes when they come in from playing in the grass. And the same thing goes for pets too. Give them a wipe down with a damp towel so that they're not spreading pollen all over your house and irritating everyone's eyes.
You've clearly not met my dog, who wouldn't be too keen on that at all. You talk about flushing the nose. Now, I mean, without putting people off their dinner, how does that work?
Well, so this is why people actually quite like this device, because we have, and many people are aware, there's all sorts of devices that you can use, like saline, so salt-based nasal sprays, and even rinses that you have to use over the sink. But moving swiftly on from those, this device is something you just plug in at night. And it is like, so it's a filter. So it's a small device, the size of a few books, and the air is sucked in the back of it, and any pollen and dust is removed from the air. And then the salt particles, so they're tiny microcrystalline salt particles, are then pumped out with the clean air into your room. And they're so small that they can reach right down into the bronchioles in the lungs. And that really helps to reduce inflammation. So that product has been a lifesaver in our house, both for me, who seems to be allergic to every single pollen that is going, but my daughter, who has a dust allergy. So it's an all year round problem in our house.
Well, I'm allergic to dust myself, so I empathise with your daughter. Do you find if you go abroad that your symptoms lessen?
I think it depends. For me, I have to say, often when I go abroad, I do go to the coast. So the sea air definitely would help. And seasonally, you know, in Ireland, we have a particular, I suppose, growing season, and it is going to be different in different countries. And I suppose that's where, you know, you spoke about the farmers earlier, and there is records that our ground soil has increased by 0.7 degrees over the last decade or two. And this all has a huge impact on what's growing around us. In Ireland, we do have a high population of what we call atopic individuals. So these are people who would have connected issues all to do with the immune response. So things like asthma, allergies, obviously hay fever and eczema. And the important thing, I suppose, with hay fever is that while we often dismiss it as a seasonal nuisance, actually, you know, it can have a big impact on asthmatics. And with 1 in 5 children having asthma, and with 80% of those kids also having hay fever, it means that they're much more likely to suffer from severe asthma attacks and require hospitalisation. Mm. So there is a serious, you know, side to it. Obviously, everyone is miserable. That whole, in Ireland in general, we've 20 to 30% of the population living with hay fever. And you can tell, it's the people who are going around looking tired.
With the big, yeah, tired, big eyes and runny noses. How important is it to know your enemy? Because you listed off the different types of pollens that are there, and there's an awful lot in there. Should you know what you're allergic to so that you can avoid grass or avoid trees, or at least know what you're dealing with, as opposed to just going around feeling miserable?
Yeah, so I suppose a balanced view on this is it depends on how severe your allergies are. If they really, really impact you, it is worth going getting allergy tested, because there's over 30 different kinds of pollens. And, you know, there is actually a few drugs available now on prescription. So these do require consultation with the doctor or allergist practitioner. So these would be things called immunomodulators. And these are really clever. So these are when the drug manufacturers have basically taken a very tiny safe dose of your allergen, so like grass, and they put it in a tablet form. So you have a controlled tiny amount of exposure every single day, and it actually retrains your body and your immune system to react less sensitively. So there is options like that, but they're a long-term investment. They're 3 to 5 years of therapy, and only the grass pollen is covered on the state schemes. So what I say, Liz, you don't want to, you know, have, I suppose, a tree allergy and spend 3 years coughing up for grass allergy treatment that isn't going to do you any good. So knowing your enemy is definitely important.
Okay, Sheena Mitchell, pharmacist. Pleasure as always. Good luck with the sniffing and the red eyes over the next few weeks.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.